FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Donald Trump has declared America's decline is over after being sworn in as president for a second time. In his inaugural address, the White House's new leader proclaimed the country's golden age begins now.
America will soon be greater, stronger, and far more exceptional than ever before.
America's 47th president has signed a number of executive orders, including one withdrawing the U.S. from the Paris Climate Treaty and another to end birthright citizenship. Trump's also rescinded all 78 of the executive orders made by former President Joe Biden and issued pardons for the 1,500 defendants charged in the 2021 January 6th attack on Congress. Democratic strategist Hillary Rosen says it's a remarkable comeback.
Donald Trump today, and I'll call this sort of Trump 2.0, is a different person. I think he has a more organized team who will execute better on his agenda, and I think they have a finer sense of what that agenda is.
Outgoing President Joe Biden was among the hundreds of guests at the ceremony in Washington yesterday. Speaking later in Maryland, he thanked his supporters.
We've always done our best as Americans. We never, never, never give up. Never. We're leaving office. We're not leaving the fight.
In a statement on X, President Cyril Ramaphosa said he's looking forward to continuing a close partnership with the U.S. The clips played were courtesy of Sky News. In Gauteng, the son of former Generations actress Sonia Mbele will return to court next month following his arrest on rape charges. Donnell Mbele is accused of raping his 17-year-old girlfriend in Sandton last month. The 23-year-old appeared before the Randburg Magistrates Court, where his case was postponed for further investigations. Gauteng NPA spokesperson Pindim Jonondwane.
Mbele was released on 1,000 rand bail and will return to court on February 10.
And back home, a manhunt's been launched for suspects connected to a business robbery in Musgrave. Over the weekend, armed assailants robbed a jewellery shop in Musgrave Road, holding the staff at gunpoint. KZN Police spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says the group left with an undisclosed amount of money and jewellery.
Two more suspects were waiting outside in a white VW Polo, which was used as a getaway vehicle. The vehicle was fitted with false license plates.
And on the weather front, Durban's a high of 26 degrees today, Pietermaritzburg 24, Richards Bay 28. For Newswatch and in for Natarana Desson, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.